everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Bob Sosi, and Wednesday, the first day of the Combine for us, is underway, and a lot has happened so far. The beginning of the day started out with a lot of head coaches, GNs. We heard from Gary Kubiak as well as Rex Ryan. A lot of conversation, a lot of NFL storylines, though, to lead the day before we even got into talking to any of the Combine attendants here.
Yeah, Jackie, before we met the prospects, the so-called stars of tomorrow, a lot of talk about players drafted in the past, including the headliner from last year's draft, Johnny Manziel, the trouble quarterback for Cleveland Browns, very much dominant in the conversation with his head coach, Mike Pettine. But you mentioned Rex Ryan, Todd Bowles, of course, newcomers to their teams in the AFC East, talking about trying to catch up to the Patriots, or as Bowles said, we can't beat the Patriots in February, and if you beat the Patriots, it doesn't do you any good if you don't beat anybody else. I thought it was very interesting, his take on the culture of the AFC East, having been an assistant in Miami, now, of course, a head coach with the New York Jets. But also, as you talked about, a lot of GMs and head coaches addressing their respective organizations. Tampa Bay has the number one pick. They've said, essentially, both head coach and GM, all options right now are on the table. They're not committed to a quarterback. They aren't even committed to making a draft choice with that top selection. They're certainly interested in every avenue at this point.
And Kubiak certainly had interesting comments about Peyton Manning, conversations he's had with him as well as Wes Welker. So last year when all the storylines were, this could be the last Brady-Manning matchup, seems like maybe not. That might not be the case, just from what we heard from Kubiak this morning.
Based on the tone of his comments and also what he said, he certainly seems very optimistic that Peyton Manning will be back at quarterback, and possibly that Wes Welker could be in the receiving corps for the Denver Broncos. He's had conversations with both. He made it clear that they haven't taught football per the CBA, but he also made an interesting point, I think, about meshing the offense that he's preferred to run in the past, which we saw last year in the divisional round when the Patriots took on the Baltimore Ravens, with the skill set of Peyton Manning, and he believes that Peyton Manning can be suited to the offense he wants to put in place in Denver.
All right, and then transition later on to the afternoon. We did hear from some of the prospects, including a lot of offensive linemen, guards, including the top guard, which is A.J. Cann from South Carolina. And he said that, you know, the most interesting thing I thought was what sets him apart, he says, is his character. And we know that's huge. That goes a long way, especially here at the Combine. He spoke about a trip that he took with a teammate earlier this summer, or last summer, to Israel to teach football there. It's a new concept. So I thought that was interesting. Speaks a lot about his character. Those are the kinds of things that coaches will be paying attention to a lot. Not just all of the athleticism that takes place on the field, but the character as well. So plenty of other positions to get to. It's only day one, but Bob and I will have you covered throughout the week. But that'll do it for now, and we'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.